Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 14, 2022. Simple Unity. In Ein Sof it is a simple desire because he is one and his name one. The light in Ein Sof is called he and the will to receive is called his name, and they are simple unity without any form of separation. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Chapter 1. Question: what does it mean he is one and his name one? Answer: the Creator is the Force itself and his name is what this Force produces. The essence of the Creator, in principle, cannot be attained by us. His actions are the actions of the Creator within us, and based on them we can decide what his essence is. But all the same, this is not the essence of the Creator himself, but the essence of his revelation to us, the good and does good. Eventually, this is what we attain. Question: can we say that he is the Force, light, and his name is the will to receive, creation? Answer: yes. As a result of the way we feel and explore his influence on us, to that extent we attain him. Question: what is this state of simple unity? Answer: simple unity is what we can reach as a result of our similarity with the Creator, that is, the gradual coming closer to him, up to the adhesion. Although we are absolutely opposite to him since he created us, as it were, as his imprint, based on this imprint, we become similar to the Creator, and eventually we begin to feel him. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, August 14, 2022. The reason for creation. When it rose upon his simple desire, 30, to create the worlds and emanate the emanated beings to bring the perfection of his deeds, his names and appellations to light, which was the reason of the creation of the worlds, Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Chapter 1. Question: does this mean that the Creator created worlds and created beings to show the perfection of his actions? Answer: basically, yes. The Creator created the worlds and created beings in order to reveal his perfection and the perfection of his actions to the created beings who would be able to attain his actions and through them to attain him. The Creator himself is concealed, he is unattainable. Only his actions are attainable because he reveals himself in them. Through his actions we can imagine who he is, although the very essence of the Creator is unattainable to us. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 4, 2022. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot. Veils of Perfection. After the creation of Malkhut of the world of Ein Sof, nothing else changed. This is the only form in reality, the Malkhut of Ein Sof, in which desire and light are in perfect fusion, harmony, and unity according to the principle, he and his name are one. All other states represent a kind of cover of this perfection. They hide it from us, and therefore are called worlds, olamot, which means concealments, olamot, the ten concealing sefirot that as if absorb the light and conceal it from us, who are in this world. Therefore, if we want to get closer to the world of Ein Sof, we must learn to look correctly at ourselves and at the environment, at the world we are in, over and over again so that this picture takes an increasing similarity to the world of Ein Sof. This means that he and his name are one. As far as possible, we find out who he is, what his name is, how and with what details of perception, to solder them into one. This is how we move up the degrees of the ladder of spiritual worlds back to Ein Sof. From here it becomes clear that the stairway and the worlds are not outside, but inside. All these veils of Ein Sof, in which we are now, are layered in ourselves. And they are needed so that we gradually reveal where we are. We reveal ourselves by our own efforts. The more reason I gain, the greater my excitement and inspiration, the more desires I will gain, and I will develop myself to become a resident of the future world, the world of Ein Sof. This is why we are given the environment of this world. If a person uses all his aspects and elements correctly, then everything is in his power. And if not, then, according to the level of his development, he is under pressure, crises, wars, problems, and disasters of various kinds. Together they clamp him in a vice and direct him in the right direction so that he begins to build this world for himself in ever greater similarity with Ein Sof. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 11, 2011. Rav Yehuda Ashlag, Peace in the World. The birth of Joseph. The flower buds are the patriarchs, who entered in thought and entered the next world, Bina, and were hidden there. From there, they came out in concealment and were hidden in the true prophets. Joseph was born and they hid in him. Joseph entered the Holy Land and erected them there. As it is written, Joseph was born, who is Yesod Degadlut. Zohar for all, the flower buds. Item 5. Our entire connection with the spiritual world passes through the Partsuf of Nukva of the world of Atzilut. It is to it that broken souls raise man, a request for correction. A person with a point in his heart yearns for the spiritual world, and spirituality is bestowal and unity. Therefore, he strives to unite with others, and he is given such an opportunity in the group. If a person fulfills the condition of the ascent and creates a kli, he connects with Malkut de Atzilut. It raises the common request of the friends to Zirampin, and Zirampin gives them the reforming light. Then the souls who want to become one ascend the degrees of unity. First, to the state of an embryo, Ibur. Here they annul themselves before each other and unite. Everyone bows his head to the environment and becomes an embryo in the mother's womb. Then they reach the stage of nursing, Yenika, where their connection grows stronger. Now they are already able to work with their will to receive, to rise above it. Then the souls move to the state of maturity, Gadlut. The level of their connection allows them to connect with Zirampin, and this stage is called Yesod de Gadlut, or Joseph. From here we can understand the story of Joseph described in the Torah, whom his brothers sold into slavery. These events unfold around the fight for our connection so that we achieve mutual guarantee, avut, to the extent sufficient to reveal the Creator between us. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 2, 2010. The Book of Zohar, The Buds. Look at each other through the prism of love. Question: can you give a clear example of the difference between slander in spiritual work and slander in dissemination? Answer: I should treat my friend like I treat my child whom I love and want everything to be fine with. Of course, I can say that he is lazy at school or sometimes fights with his friends. But all the same, love is felt in my words and kindness shines through them. Speaking of a friend, I do not pursue evil. I do not say this so that others will also feel the same attitude toward him. Let's say I do not like how someone made a video about me. I can say that there is not enough light, bad sound, that he did not try to post the clip on the internet in such a way that everyone would see how smart and beautiful I am, but instead he did it differently. But this speaks of professionalism, of an unsuccessful resolution of the issue, and I can discuss this. We openly consider such issues at our meetings and conferences and learn from this. Nevertheless, they do not interfere with the fact that I consider him my friend and treat him with a desire to get closer, to unite. First of all, we need to look at each other through the prism of love and unity, otherwise, why are we together? To reveal the upper force in the connection between us. And the one who speaks evil makes a break in the network between us, and nothing that we expect will happen. Therefore, I am very strongly against this and I ask everyone to take it into account. There is no greater evil than harmful speech, lashon hara, when you spread such an attitude toward others and set others in such a way, even if they do not want to listen to gossip, even listening to them is very bad. We need to fight against this seriously. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Beware of Gossip. March 19, 2013. The group must be homogeneous. Question: what should be done if a person hears slander against someone? Answer: say that you do not want to hear it, cut it off, and in this way you will teach a friend to do the same. This is a great correction for the group. Question: if women are discussing someone, is it natural for them to group into cliques? Answer: they can do whatever they want, but then they must understand that they are not walking along the spiritual path with us. The Kabbalistic group must be equal, absolutely homogeneous. If someone slanders, then in theory he multiplies evil, this diverges like a virus. You can fight this only by having a good relationship with everyone and covering everything with love. If a person is in a group, then he was brought here and we must accept him as a closest one. Question: how can I teach myself not to give criticism outwardly, not to utter it? Answer: through habit, example of others, constant self-criticism, and introspection. Question: you said that before a certain period, a person is still learning. At the initial stage, is it acceptable to gossip? Answer: no. As soon as a person arrives in the group, we must immediately inform him about this and teach him like a child, and constantly point out to him the inadmissibility of slander. There must be an awareness of the importance that without this we will not reach the goal. I hope that everyone will understand this, and in the end they will reach the goal. I will not be hurt so much that they themselves break the ties in which they can reveal their highest state. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Beware of Gossip. March 19, 2013.